In this bulletin, restrictions announced for New Year's Eve plans in Sydney. Health officials in Europe tackle vaccine hesitancy. And in football, Matildas midfielder Alex Chidiac returns to the W League after a stint in Spain. With latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced restrictions for the New Year's Eve festivities in Sydney. Five new locally acquired COVID-19 cases have been recorded in New South Wales, with four linked to the Northern Beaches outbreak. New Year's plans will be subject to 10-person limit on household gatherings in Greater Sydney. Permits will also need to be sought from Services New South Wales for those wanting to view the fireworks in the CBD, but the Premier is urging people to avoid the Sydney foreshore on New Year's Eve. Ms Berejiklian says the measures are about risk management.
So unless you have a permit to go to someone's home with not more than 10 people, or you have a permit from Service New South Wales to attend a hospitality venue, nobody should be in the CBD at all. And that is our strong message. All of us, no matter where we are in New South Wales or Australia and the world for that matter, can enjoy the 7-minute display from home. And that is the safest way this year to enjoy the fireworks.
Health officials in Europe are urging the most vulnerable people to get vaccinated as countries implement mass vaccination programs. Countries in the European Union are showing different strategies on who to prioritise first. Italy is focusing on health workers, France on the elderly, while in the Czech Republic, Greece and Slovakia, political leaders are at the front of the queue. Polls have shown many Europeans are unwilling to take the vaccine, as the World Health Organization warns of the risk of vaccine hesitancy. Thomas de Ridge from one of Belgium's largest hospitals says it's important to combat vaccine misinformation.
There will be always people that are a bit anxious about vaccines, and I can understand them because they say it's prepared or produced very rapidly, but I can guarantee you all of the world has done a tremendous effort to make a safe vaccine, to work together to produce it, and it's approved by EMA, by FDA, so it's a safe vaccine, and as soon as I can get one, I will have my shot.
Members from Donald Trump's own party have urged him to sign a COVID relief and spending bill after his refusal to do so leaves millions of Americans in the situation of losing their unemployment benefits. After indicating he would support the bill, Mr. Trump changed his stance, saying he wants the $600 payment to taxpayers to be tripled. Without the widespread funding provided by the massive measure, a government shutdown would occur when money runs out at 12 a.m. on Tuesday. Speaking on Fox News, Republican Senator Pat Toomey says Mr. Trump should sign the bill.
As he leaves office, he will, I understand he wants to be remembered for advocating for big checks, but the danger is he'll be remembered for chaos and misery and erratic behavior if he allows this to expire. So I think the best thing to do, as I say, is sign this and then make the case for subsequent legislation.
Australians are being urged to be on the alert for an increase in scams in the coming year aimed at the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. In a report, Australia and New Zealand's National Identity and Cyber Support Service ID Care says the scammers are likely to use phishing scam techniques to scare people to click on harmful links through communications pretending to be from health officials or government agencies. ID Care says the cyber criminals will be looking to harvest personal data and may use vaccine conspiracy theories to achieve that goal. The federal government will help subsidise a first-of-its-kind medicine to treat a common and deadly form of blood cancer, making it more affordable for patients. The medicine, Darilex, treats a condition known as multiple myeloma that claims 1,000 Australian lives each year. Darilex will be available on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme from January 2021 for those whose disease progresses after initial treatment. Professor Miles Prince from the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre says it's the first new type of medicine for multiple myeloma to be added to the PBS in more than a decade.
So Darzalex is definitely not a chemotherapy. It is an antibody treatment. And what it does, it binds on specifically to the cancerous myeloma cells and then sets off the immune system to kill it.
Let's check out what's happening in sport, and Matildas midfielder Alex Chidiac is back in the W League with defending champions Melbourne City FC after three seasons at Atletico Madrid. Chidiac was part of the city's title-winning squad in 2015 to 2016 before two seasons with Adelaide FC and then a European move to Spain's Primera Division, where she played 22 games. The 21-year-old has made 16 appearances for Australia. See what the weather's doing for you around the country today. It's 34 degrees in Perth and mostly sunny. Partly cloudy in Adelaide where it's 22. It's partly cloudy as well in Melbourne, 18 for you. Much the same in Hobart. In Canberra, a couple of showers about, 28. Much the same for Wollongong where it's 27 degrees today. In Sydney, a possible storm, 32 for you. Much the same for Newcastle, 31. It's sunny in Brisbane, also 31. A couple of showers about in Cairns, 32. And 32 degrees in Darwin with showers and a possible storm. I'm Peggy Giacomelos and this is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more analysis of what's happening in the news as well as special features, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.